Ryan, what's your experience with catching channel mud? I know y'all catch them down there.
Yeah, same thing. You know, when we start vertical jigging, we'll start catching them. And, you know, we'll start fishing the deeper water in the wintertime. That's when we catch them.
In the wintertime, huh? Yeah. Yep. Good fish. Good fish to add to the mix there. What kind, man, looks like that weather's just been sitting on the lodge down there. Are you down there right now?
Yeah, it's been sitting on it for like 6 months now, it feels like.
6 months. I didn't think it was quite that long, but, yeah, it's been there all night, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's been a heck of a week with the weather. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
The wind had been so bad, but just the rain everywhere, lightning. But, you know, that's all right. We'll get out there. The good thing about it is mostly isolated, so you can go around them and dodge them without getting wet or struck by lightning or anything like that. So it's all right. That's been good. A lot of redfish. Hadn't been able to get onto the trout, because those are out in the bay right now. It's hard to make that effort to get out there and get stuck, you know.
You doing any fishing in the river now that the wedge is moving up?
Oh, yeah, it's on. The trout won't show up until later, but, you know, everything else is there. There's plenty of reds and jacks and that kind of stuff. So it's on now. I mean, this is our time of year. The teal are there, and we're building blinds this week. You know, still working them dogs every day, you know, that time of year, because it's just, you know, teal season is so hard on the dogs because of the grass. You know, there's so much vegetation in the water they have to fight through, so. You really got to try to get them in shape before they go out in it.
Yeah, it's only fair to the dogs. What about the gators? Y'all get any gators yet?
We haven't tried this. I'm not too worried about trying them. You know, I got all of it booked on certain dates, so when the people come, that's when we'll go get them. I'll get the first one on Tuesday. I got one. Then next week, I'll probably have to kill about 10. So... And I'm going to Noliasi again this week and shoot a few more doves before the teal season. So it's busy. There's some busy around here right now. I'm getting the boats ready. So it's, I don't know. This could be one heck of a fall for me because I was booked up. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, with everything you got going on, the saltwater wedge, the inside fishing, you got the teal season coming around, dove season, you're flying back and forth to Mexico. It's hard to keep up with you jet setters, you know?
I fishing the river is some of my favorite thing to do. I mean, I enjoy that so much. The water's beautiful all the time. It doesn't matter if the wind blows. You know, if it's rough, you just go on the other side. I just enjoy that so much, you know. Just you can sight fish the redfish on the rocks like we did that day. That's a hoot with a crankbait. So, yes, yeah, it's just my favorite time of year.
Yeah, well, we had that young man on the hunt of a lifetime trip that wanted to put every fish he caught on the wall, and he caught a variety of fish. And what a great trip that was!
He was a hoot. He sent me a nice letter and thank you, and yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, great family, and only wish the best for them. Glad it was truly a trip of a lifetime for him. And hopefully we got one scheduled tomorrow. I hope we can pull it off and catch another young man from New Jersey. He's coming down to try to catch a tarpon over there on the Gulf Coast. So we'll see how that works out. Yeah.
Have you heard anybody have a dove field that people hunt, commercial dove field?
I've been trying to get people to respond that might have a commercial feel because I got a lot of people asking where can they go. They want to, Wildlife and Fisheries has a few that they're selling some leases up in the northwestern part of the state. But anything, down around the south part, even in Mississippi, I'm just not hearing from anybody. I don't know.
Yeah, that's such a personal thing, because it's hard to do it commercially because you shoot it one time and, you don't know when you can shoot it again.
Right. And it takes a lot of preparation. And then in some cases, you get early front comes through, and boom, the doves are gone. You all for nothing.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Yeah, they go to Mexico, and I have to go down there and get them. It's terrible.
You don't shortstop them. You long stop them. You go down and get them. Hello, Ryan. Yeah, somebody wants to get you. Give them the website where they can find out all about everything. Teal, fish, gators, whatever.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, my buddy. We'll see you.
All right. Stay dry. Captain Ryan Lambert.